Penguin Audio presents Devil's Gate by Clive Cussler and Graham Brown. Read by Scott Brick. Prologue. Santa Maria Airport, Azores Island Chain, 1951. Hudson Wallace stood on the ramp just outside the terminal building on a cold, wet night. His leather jacket did little to keep out the chill as a mix of drizzle and fog shrouded the airport and the whole island around it. Across from him, blue taxi lights glowed in stoic silence, doing little to warm the scene, while above, a beam of white light swung through the fog, followed moments later by a flash of green as the airport's beacon spun slowly and repetitively. Hudson doubted anyone was up there to see it, not with the clouds so thick and low, but God help him if he were. Mountains surrounded the airport on three sides, and the island itself was just a speck on the map in the middle of the dark Atlantic. Even in 1951, finding such a spot was no easy task. And if someone could find Santa Maria through this soup, Hudson guessed he'd hit the peaks long before he saw the runway lights through the rain. So getting to the island was one thing. Leaving was something else. Weather notwithstanding, Hudson wanted to go, couldn't wait to get moving, in fact. For reasons he knew too well, it had become unsafe to stay. Despite that fact, and despite being the pilot and owner of the Lockheed Constellation parked on the ramp, he didn't have the final word. With little to do but watch and wait, Hudson pulled a silver case from his coat pocket. He drew out a Dunhill cigarette and stuck it between his lips. Ignoring the no-smoking signs plastered every 20 feet, he